It's the weekend and time for the interview beat again, brought to you, of course, by Joe Patty Seafood Company, Joe Patty Seafood Market, right there close to the Maritime Park Stadium. We have with us Mike, who is CEO.
Yeah.
I know who you are, Mike Ween, CEO of IMS Expert Services. Yeah. Now, that does not mean they fix your plumbing or paint your house. Expert Services is a misleading business title. Welcome to the interview, Beat, though, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Expert Services provides experts for high-end litigation worldwide.
In other words, when you see these expert witnesses sitting on the on Law and Order or CSI Miami or any of those, Mike has most probably gotten those expert witnesses.
Well, experts may be like those, but we specialize mostly in intellectual property, so when Sony is suing Panasonic over a screen technology, we're the ones providing the technology, the economic experts for those cases.
It's amazing to me that IMS is in Pensacola. Now, you are originally from New York. You have offices in Denver and Atlanta. And it's to our benefit that you are located in Pensacola. You are one of the fastest growing Fortune 500 companies. And you deal with Fortune 500 companies like Enron.
We do. We do. And we're here. We're essentially a search firm. So we can be any place that we want to be. And we chose to be in Pensacola some 15, 16 years ago for a number of reasons. First of all, quality of life here is exceptional. The ability to recruit intelligent, well-educated talent that can speak at the same level as our client base out there in New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Washington, D.C., is available to us. And we like growing our business here. We've had a good time doing so. And as you've noted, we've just added and bought another building in Cordova Square.
Yeah, and speaking of growth, Joe Patty Seafood Company continues its growth as far as offering products. In the special Wahoo section a couple of weeks ago, Joe Patty had a full page talking about how they've been here since 1931, wholesale to the public. And they, you know, as I've interviewed Frank so many times on the show, he's pleased to be close to the Blue Hall Wahoo Stadium, and just don't park in his parking lot. But just remember, you can get all the sauces and delis and fresh rolls, sushi and gourmet prepared dips, everything you want for a party before and or after at Joe Patty Seafood. And he's world famous. He really is. One of my good friends, a former Miss America, whom we're going to have on the show, every time she comes here, who lives in California, has to go to Joe Patty Seafood for their steamed or shelled shrimp. Wonderful. Wonderful is what you do. In this world of litigation today, Mike, are you being called on more and more and more for expert witnesses, and are they really out there?
Well, we're paid to find them, to qualify them, to vet them, and to make certain that they are who they say they are, so that they can represent our clients' best interest in the best possible way. So they are out there. Most of those who are involved in intellectual property are scientists who were in the lab at the point in time when that device was created, so that they can speak first person to that chip or that technology.
So you're talking more like patents.
That's correct.
Okay.
About 70% of our business is patent work.
Really?
About 30%, the remaining 30% of our business is complex litigation wrapped around mostly securities, banking, and those sorts of
activities. Well, you've recently
activities.
Added a financial section.
That's what I'm speaking
yeah.
to at the moment, yes. In that environment, we're providing teams of economists and kind of industry specialists who can speak to the rubber industry or the oil and gas industry.
BP.
BP, that's correct, yeah. And we've worked on a number of those cases. I am not allowed, privileged to tell you specifically who we work for, who we don't work for, but let me tell you that they are the biggest players on the block.
When you speak of the biggest players, are you speaking in terms of the biggest players corporate-wise or the biggest players attorney-wise?
Actually, that's both. Most of our clients, we've run some research. Most of our clients earn in excess of $1 million a year. They don't suffer fools. Those are the attorneys who are hired by the Enrons of the world. And then those attorneys call upon us to provide them with the economists, with the industry experts, etc. And those experts that we provide to those attorneys for those cases also don't come cheaply.
I imagine that you don't come cheap.
We do not come cheap. We're the most expensive players on the block.
Are there other players similar to what you do, Mike?
There really isn't. Not at the what we do. We're a search firm. We don't have an inventory sitting on the shelf ready to go to work for the Enrons of the world.
But don't you use repeat expert witnesses in similar type trials?
Occasionally that will happen for us, but it's incumbent upon us to make sure, because every case is unique and different, it's incumbent upon us to bring our client specifically what he's looking for. And that requires us to go to the marketplace on every single search and figure out, qualify, vet, package, new players for this particular case.
Are there a list or is there a group of expert witnesses who make their living as expert witnesses and are always available and therefore are seen at trials all over the country on a continuous basis? I mean, is it a job to be an expert witness permanently?
Oh, yes, there is. And you find that
and
mostly.
Then can you trust those?
Well, we don't... We don't play with those people. We don't play with them for two reasons. If they are professional experts, we're not certain that they're anything but a professional expert. And they haven't been in the industry touching that technology for quite some time. And they also kind of opine at a level of case, like docs, doctors, for instance, or
criminologists,
or those folks who are involved in the casualty work that a lot of our local, we don't work for any of the local attorneys.
Okay, that wasn't one of my questions. I was going to ask you, do you work for any local attorneys, and do you have any local expert witnesses, or do you utilize a pool of local expert witnesses?
The answer to that is no. I can't think of a single expert that we've pulled out of the local market. I think there was one case out of the, 4,000 or 5,000 cases that we've done within recent years where there was a local attorney involved. Our clients are in New York and Washington and San Francisco and in Europe and Zurich and Malaysia. They're all over the world.
All right. When you're trying to, and I'll use the word discover, that's a legal term, when you're discovering what an attorney needs as an expert witness, does that attorney come here? Do you go there? Do you read transcript after transcript to familiarize yourself with the case to know what kind of expert witness? This is fascinating.
Well, for the most part, we go there. If we don't do it kind of virtually, in conference calls, etc. They send us a lot of case documentation that describes kind of on the technical side what they're looking for. Where we are really experts is our ability to make that that matches people and needs. The technical match is easy.
Not unlike a romantic match.
True. I mean, I like red, you like red, and so therefore we should get married. It doesn't work quite that way.
Nomatch.com.
Nomatch.com. It's really the psychodynamic the interface between people that makes us successful. Because the attorney's got to work with this expert, and this expert's got to work with the attorney and his team. So we've got to understand, you know, kind of the philosophy that team has and that expert has, and the way they kind of interrelate with one another.
You almost have to be a personality judge at the same time because of the interrelationship. How long a process is it from finding the expert witness to trial? How long does this take IMS?
Well, it's it can be years to trial. And only a very small percentage of overall cases ever make it to trial. There are many intermediate steps between when we get involved and a trial takes place. But it takes us 15 days or so to find and deliver a group of experts to our client for selection. And then it's up to the attorney to choose how rapidly they want to put these teams on the ground against each other. From a strategic perspective, there are advantages to slowing the process down, because you can put yourself in a position where you're going to spend less and you're going to be able to negotiate a settlement of some sort with terms that are more agreeable. Let me just tell you that if Apple gets sued, for instance, by IBM over a piece of technology, they know that it's somewhere between $3 and $5 million at minimum just to defend themselves. So there are times when, from a strategic perspective, from a financial perspective, you want to slow that case down so you can find those attorneys can meet across the table from one another and find a place where one settles for $2 million.
And you can find a place at Joe Patty Seafood Company for whatever it is you want. We mentioned the full-page ad in the Blue Wahoo special newspaper thing, but there's so much down there at Joe Patty Seafood Company. From now, they're making, in the deli case, homemade crab cakes. That's something new. There's always something new. They've got fresh fruit salad, green pepper shooters, red pepper shooters. You need expert witnesses to go down there and help pick some of this out. I counted, just standing in the deli case at Joe Patty, 28 cheeses. Do you say cheeses or cheese? 28 of them in one row right there at the deli case. How about a deep sea salad, a lobster salad, gazpacho, chef salad? Sandwich, the muffalatas at Joe Patty are wonderful, and you could take those to the ball game. Now, I don't know if you could get in there with your own sandwich. You could sit in the car and eat it before you go to the ball game. Just remember, Joe Patty Seafood, part of Pensacola since 1931. How many employees does IMS have locally, Mike?
Locally, I think we're at about 55.
Really? And what are they? Are they expert at what? Reading... paperwork or?
Well, we have three types of three types of employees, make that four. Besides the administrative staff, which we have a fair amount of, we have client managers who interface with our clients out there and develop the specifications as to what it is we're looking for. And then we have recruiters and researchers who go to the marketplace and find these individuals, create long lists, qualify them, check their backgrounds, et cetera. And primarily, that's what's embedded in Pensacola. We also have client managers in New York now and Atlanta and Denver, Colorado. And soon we'll have offices in Chicago, San Francisco, and a couple of other major markets over the next couple of years. We'll probably bring on, I think this past year we brought on about 15 or so professionals. This year I think we'll bring on another 12 to 15 professionals.
Well, the litigation business is a booming business, and we are so pleased to have IMS Expert Services here in Pensacola. You're expanding your offices at Cordova Square to make room for all these added employees you're bringing down. And we welcome you and hope that in the future we can get another interview with IMS, Mike Ween, CEO of this very important company that really flies under the radar here. It's delightful to have you on the show. Yes, sir.
I have one other thing I'd like to say. If there are smart people out there that you know that are looking for a great career, who are well-educated and know which fork to use, I'd like to know about them.
Okay.
Because we have, I would imagine right now, we probably have 9 openings within our Pensacola branch, and we're always looking for the best and the brightest that's available. So,
well, they'll find a spot there. You can call IMS at 473-2500 if you want to find out about filling out an application. And we thank you so much, Mike, for taking your time and being on the interview beat brought to you by Joe Patti. Stay tuned now for an encore presentation.